You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is Dr. Daniels, and welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels. It is Sunday, February 11th, and the Share the Love sale starts tomorrow, February 12th. This is a three-day sale. It only happens once a year, and it is your opportunity to buy three bottles of Vitality Capsules for the price of one. Yes. I know a lot of you said, Dr. Daniels, those shipping costs are so high. So this is your chance to get a better deal, and those shipping costs will be much easier to handle because the cost of the product is so much less. So watch your emails, this Facebook page, or the chat room, and you'll get details about the sale, which will start tomorrow, Monday, at noon. That would be noon Eastern time. Okay, so we're just going to say hi to those folks in the chat room. And just patch them in here. So today's topic is Pancha Karma. Miracle or menace? Yes, that's what we're going to talk about today. As many of you know, I give a lot of information about healing and being healthy, and I always try things out first myself before taking any position on it. And so I've been about to do Pancha Karma for, I'd say, pretty close to 20 years now. And so I finally decided, you know what, I'm going to go to India and I'm going to sort this out. Now, I had many friends who were Ayurvedic practitioners in the United States. And they were all kind of balding and didn't really look all that great, a little overweight. But, you know, I've heard so much about Panchakarma and about Ayurveda. So, well, I really want to get to the bottom of this. And then I knew there were these three body types, you know, Vata, Pitta, Kapha, and, you know, various herbs that were used. And the Ayurveda in the United States was not that effective, but I figured I'm going to go to India. I know in India I'm going to get the real thing. They know what they're doing, and they're going to do it right, by golly. So that is what I did. Now, so today I'm going to share with you my experience there. Now, I kept a diary, yo, yes, sirree, Bob. And so I'll share excerpts from that in terms of each day and what happened and how things turned out. So it's quite the adventure. Yes. All right. So here I am. I'm leaving the Philippines, just fell off the mountain, well, about a week before, and I was healing and getting better. But still, a few aches and pains, because, you know, when you fall off the mountain, it hurts a bit. So I show up at the Ayurvedic Center, and I said, hi, I'm Dr. Daniels. I'm here to experience Pancha Karma and really whatever you have. And since I'm pretty healthy anyway, I would just like to try everything out and just see what's what. And they said, oh, no worries. And I said, and I've set aside 35 days to make sure that I've got time to do anything and everything. And they said, okay, good. I said, we're going to start you off with eating for a week. I said, eating for a week? I don't need to eat for a week. I can just like get going. But I ate for a week. And so for a week, I ate, and I was shocked. I was shocked at this. I was fed sugar with cardamom and ground nuts and spices. What we in the West would call crepe or pancakes made from flour. We can say maybe white flour. I'm just taking a guess there. And that would be wheat. That would be gluten. Just be very clear. And the water was extremely cloudy. And what else? Ah, milk. Milk. So the four things that I personally generally take everybody off, just let's just get started. You know, no cloudy water. It's got to be purified and clear, reverse osmosis or distilled. Then no dairy, no wheat, no sugar. But all of these things are routinely served at this facility. I said, interesting. Now, personally, I have a milk sensitivity, so I don't eat it, like, no matter what. If I eat enough milk or drink enough milk, then I don't breathe very well. So I don't bother it. All right, so we have this week going, and about 3 days into it, I make up my mind, you know what? I am not going to eat this sugar. I'm not going to eat this wheat, and I'm not going to drink this milk. And so then starts the first phase of Panchakarma, which is the ghee therapy. Now, with ghee, you drink a certain amount of ghee in the morning, and the rest of the day you basically drink water. If you're hungry, then you can have some rice porridge, which is basically boiled rice with 5 or 6 parts water and rice. So I decided, well, I'm going to just drink water, might as well. So that lasted, so I did a certain amount of ghee the first day, and then they increased it the second day, and then the third day, I felt like I was going to die. It felt really, really bad. And you're supposed to drink the ghee until the oil starts coming out in your skin. That did not happen with me. This oil on my skin right now is oil that's applied. So on the third day, I said, look, we have to stop this ghee. If we don't stop this ghee, then, you know, you guys are going to be having a funeral service. So we've got to stop the ghee. And I said, okay. And at that point, I was tremendously weak. So I literally was in bed for a day. And then was the next phase of Panchakarma. I have my notes here. My daily journal. And so this is the ghee day. And okay, so I could walk. I was able to walk. I finally got out of bed and was walk. And I could only walk on the level, which is a serious problem because the facility was on a mountain. And I couldn't. I was so unsteady that I couldn't really trust myself to go down the steep steps. And so, as I said, I finally had a bowel movement. So that's another thing. They're not big on bowel movements. If you have one, fine. If you don't, fine. So I brought this up to the doctor, and I said, you know, I'm not having any bowel movements here. I'm feeling weak. I'm unsteady. I don't feel well at all. And so he offered some herbs to address the bowel movement issue. They did not work well at all. So nothing compared to Vitality capsules. Now, I made up my mind that I would go with the program. So no Vitality capsules, no enemas, no supplements. I'm just here. I'm going to do whatever they say do, and that's it. Now, I did bring turpentine. I said, well, I'm not giving up my turpentine. So I would take turpentine about every 2 to 3 days if I didn't feel very well. So I was taking it every 2 to 3 days. And so meanwhile, I was losing weight. So when I got there, I was 159. And so by the time I got to day 3 of ghee, I was 154. But I wasn't worried because my baseline weight was 150. And by the way, I had a good time in the Philippines. I was well fed. So I gained the 9.5 pounds. I said, okay, fine, we're okay here. And so someone told me around day, day 3 of ghee that, hey, they'll give you raisins if you ask for it and a little ginger. I said, okay. So I asked the doctor, where's the raisins and ginger? He said, okay, we'll give them to you. So things went further down the hill. And now I just want to mention, there's a religious ceremony in the morning called puja. And the same religious ceremony is repeated 12 hours later. And so that only allows you 12 hours between puja ceremonies to rest and sleep. And then you have to walk to puja, which is a bit of a walk and walk back. So in my condition, puja was just no way. But if you went to the religious ceremony, they gave you very syrupy sweet tea after the ceremony. And during the ceremony, you got sugar and nuts and honey stirred together with bananas. And I scratched my head and I said, that does not seem very healthy to me. But it was simply an inducement to get people to go to the religious ceremony. All right. And so then after that, there is the vomiting. Now, vomiting, I'd never vomited, hadn't vomited in over 30 years. That's since I was pregnant with my first child. I puked once during that pregnancy. And prior to that, I had last vomited when I was, 6 years old. So I'm not a vomiter. So I go to the dining hall to chit-chat with the other people who are there, and I say, hey, what about this vomiting therapy? What can you tell me? How can I make it go easier? And so I said, well, you know, it's kind of like when you're in college and you drink a lot and then you start throwing up. It's similar to that. So it should go pretty easy. I was like, never drank enough to throw up. I never got drunk. I don't have that point of reference. And my body doesn't have that point of reference. And so then I said, well, what you do is you just drink really, really fast. They're going to give you about a gallon of milk and then a gallon of tea. And you just drink a pint and you throw up. Drink a pint, throw up. I said, okay, fine. It'll clean up my upper stomach. And it's supposed to clear your brain and all this other stuff. And I said, wow, this is no problem. I mean, who doesn't want a clean stomach and a clear brain? So I report to vomiting therapy on time. And they give me this herb to take, which is supposed to induce vomiting. And I drink that down. And then I'm ready. So I'm going to drink, quick. And that's what I do. I quick, drink one pint after another of milk. Nothing comes up. It's a gallon plus a liter. So this whole gallon plus a liter of milk is sitting in my belly. And they said, okay, now it's the tea. I said, I don't know about this. This is like really uncomfortable. It's painful. Oh, yeah. You can do it. And so I said, okay. So I take 2 glasses of tea, this warm tea, and my stomach is like it's about to explode. So I went to medical school. So I know that the intestines is basically one long tube that has a certain amount of stretch and elasticity to it. And at some point, the elasticity, you reach the limit of your elasticity and it ruptures and breaks. And what's inside spills out into the abdominal cavity. So I felt like I was getting a little close to that. So I said, hey, look, I think I flunked vomiting. And so then I said, well, you know, put your finger in the back of your throat, which I had never done before. So I did that, and I threw up a little bit, But when you put in a gallon plus a liter of milk and then another liter of tea, so we're now looking at 5 or 6 liters of fluid in your belly, and you've only puked out half a liter, there's a lot still in there. So I went to the bathroom, and then a little bit came out, not much. I said, you know what? I think we're done here. He said, no, more. I said, no, we're done. We're done. I don't feel well. My tummy is in a lot of pain here. I don't think it's safe to continue. And then I said, you have to continue. And I said, I have to continue? Does that mean that you're going to tie me down and force me? Or are you going to kill me? How far does this go? How far are you willing to go to make me do this? I said, oh, no, we're not willing to do that. I said, well, if you're not willing to tie me down and force me to do this, or you're not willing to kill me, then we're done. This is over. You know, vomiting therapy has ended. And so I was really shocked, amazed, and disappointed that there seemed to be no concern for the safety or the effectiveness of this procedure. So in other words, if you have someone and they're supposed to vomit, and this is vomiting therapy, then you need to understand that when you put in basically what amounts to a gallon and a half, almost 2 gallons of liquid, and nothing comes out, either up here or down there, then you've got almost a medical emergency on your hands. So I even said to them, look, the only way we're going to continue with this is I'm going to sit in the toilet and poop while I throw up, if I do throw up. He says, no, you can't do that. I said, well, or I can just sit here in this seat and just poo in the seat. No. So I said, okay, we're done. And so they gave me a little sip of castor oil and some water. I went to my room, and I had terrible abdominal pain. And I just kept having bowel movements, about 21 in total. And as you can imagine, at that point, I was totally wiped out, let's just say on the ropes. And so it took me 4 days. So I was in bed for 4 days. And at that point, I was really not feeling well. And so I was sending text messages with occasional pictures back to my assistant / bodyguard in Panama. He's like, well, I don't know. I don't think it's going very well over there. Do you need me to come get you? I said, no, I think I'm okay. I'm okay. So for 4 days, I was basically down and in bed. So I got myself up. I said, okay, what's next? I said, next is Nasea. So Nasea is where you get massaged, you take some herbs, and they put drops in your nose and basically induce phlegm production, and you cough up phlegm and blow your nose and blow up phlegm. Okay. So I did that for 7 days. And by the 4th day, my nose and sinuses were totally on fire and literally did not settle down in time in the 24-hour interval between therapies. At this point, I said, well, geez, this is very uncomfortable. This is like, this is torture. And so the doctor reduced the number of drops put in my nose. And so I just simply had the daily massage, the medicine, and the drops in my nose. So I said, okay, all right, now, what's next? Okay, so next is the large enema. So we did the ghee, we did the vomiting. We'll come back, we'll talk about the different stages of Panchakarma.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and you're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels. We are back. All right. Got my headset on. Okay. So I'm just going to read to you from my little diary. Okay. So this is after the vomiting therapy. And I'm now down to 145 pounds. So in 4 days, I've lost 10 pounds. All right. And so the beginning of that day, it says, I reported for vomiting therapy. Maybe it should have been called anti-vomiting therapy. They applied oil to me, 5-minute massage, a little bit of steam, and then I sat in front of the bucket. And so I was so weak, I asked for someone to escort me to my room. She meant well, but walked behind me on a downward slope with a firm grip on my arm. It would be more helpful, of course, for her to walk in front of me so I could lean on her and she could help me climb up the hill. But, you know, she didn't realize it. And also holding my arm like that, if I fell, then, of course, my arm would have broken and damaged my shoulder. But whatever. And also on day 4, I did 4 days of ghee, and it starts off with, feels just like a water fast, but I just want to die. I don't want any food or drink. And the doctor did not stop by. So, of course, I felt totally neglected. Well, finally met with the doctor, and he did stop by. He decided to stop the ghee, and tomorrow I get food, oil, steam, and next day vomiting. So there's different phases in cleansing of Ayurveda. So the first is the ghee. And so the ghee, the theory is, the oil goes into your body, penetrates your lymphatics and your organs, pushes out all the bad fats and oils, and then you're ready for the next phase, which is vomiting. So by the time I got through with the ghee, I was very weak, I had no appetite, and I was exhausted. So then we did the vomiting, got through the vomiting. The vomiting is just really a 2 or 3 hour experience. And the doctor is supposed to, you know, the reason you have doctors is because the therapy you're engaged in has certain hazards. And so the doctor is present to mitigate those hazards or to stop the process when it's clearly unsafe. And so this is something that absolutely was not done. I mean, I had to personally call a halt to it. If I hadn't had my medical background of understanding anatomically what was happening inside of me when this stuff was not coming out, then I might have naively continued and succumbed to their coercion. The name of this place, by the way, is Ayurveda Yoga Villa. They have top ratings on TripAdvisor. So you know what that's worth. So, so I lost weight down to 145 pounds. And then they started, so the vomiting therapy, what really happened with the vomiting therapy? So what happened with the vomiting therapy, what was supposed to happen with the vomiting therapy, is you're supposed to throw up. And then what you don't throw up is supposed to come out the bottom end. And this works with the ghee therapy, which prepares you by pushing toxins out of the fat tissues. All right. So this is basically, so the ghee therapy, the three or four days of just ghee and nothing else, was really like a fast. And this vomiting therapy was just like basically a liver flush. So I'm sitting here trying to understand the different phases of Panchakarma and what they are really accomplishing. And so the first phase, which was the ghee, could have been done a lot easier and more comfortably with just a simple water fast. The vomiting therapy could have been done a lot quicker, easier, comfortably, and safer with just a brief liver flush. Now, the liver flush is very curious. So if you do a liver flush and you have toxins in your stomach and upper intestinal tract, you will throw up. But if your stomach and intestinal tracts are clean, then you don't throw up. Everything just moves right down the line. And so the Panchakarma does not allow for that. They're like, oh, vomiting therapy, you are going to vomit. Even if you have a clean upper tract. Okay, so we got through two phases, the ghee and the vomiting. And the third one is Nisaya, which washes the brain. And we have commercial time at RBN, so we're going to cut away to commercial here and talk more about clearing the brain.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Doctor, doctor, this is the feeling. Fever, breathe your love on me. Take away my name.
Fever, hi, that's Daniel, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniel. We are talking about Pancha Karma, Miracle or Menace. Uh-oh. My assistant's trying to contact me. Okay. So she's on the case. She's handling other stuff. All right. So we're gonna come back to that question a little later. So we're talking about Pancha Karma, the different phases. So we've done the ghee, which is analogous to a fast. So if you've done. The question in my mind when I went to India was, who should do Pancha Karma and who should not do Pancha Karma? And if you decide not to do Pancha Karma for whatever reason, what is the analogy in terms of Western herbal natural healing? All right. So the natural healing equivalent of the ghee piece is the water fast. And it's basically, I agree that it should be like between four and seven days. There's really no benefit. Other people disagree. This is just my 30 years experience, that there is no benefit to a water fast longer than 7 days. The only reason the water fast longer than 7 days is you haven't properly prepared for the fast. So it's taking on an unnecessary risk, an unnecessary health risk to fast longer than 7 days was not really much of a benefit. And that's, again, if you adequately prepare for the water fast. All right. So 4-day water fast, yay. That will replace the ghee therapy. Then there's the vomiting therapy. A simple 18-hour liver flush will replace the vomiting therapy. Yay. It's much safer, much more comfortable, and much easier. So after the ghee therapy and after the vomiting therapy, I developed eye discharge. All of my tendons in my body hurt. I was queasy. I had no appetite, and I'd lost 10 pounds. So then I went on to the next piece, which was Nisseya, and that was what I mentioned with the drops in the nose. And it felt just like chemicals. And it burned, for a while. And so, of course, I said to the Ayurvedic doctor, I mean, now I'm going downhill. I'm pretty much just about bedridden. But I'm able to make it from my room to the, they call it the pharmacy, where you pick up your herbs and then go get my Nisseya and then go back. Meanwhile, there is something they started called Kalari massage. So Kalari massage is a massage done with the feet. So the masseuse actually uses their foot and presses on your bones, on your joints. And that was actually pretty nice and got my joints realigned after my fall, so I thought. So the Nisseya, which is putting the stuff in your nose and coughing up all the stuff, is analogous to basically a neti pot. So if you're having sinus issues, you can just use a neti pot with salt or with garlic tea or with a little bit of Vicks. And I say little, I mean like 50 milligrams, which is less than a drop. A lot. It's a very small amount of Vicks. And what that does is it goes into your sinuses, opens everything up, and you feel like, whoa, your mind has expanded. Okay, so with Nisseya, the theory is that they put these herbs in your nose, it goes into your sinuses, and then you cough and cough and cough, and this phlegm comes out, and they have this cleansing through your sinuses. All right. Now, I had stopped eating dairy while I was there because I felt sick enough already. And so during the Nisseya, no phlegm came out. Nothing happened. I was just basically miserable. And so they reduced the drops, and that was the end. It was 7 days. I felt it was time totally wasted, and it just basically tortured me. Now, they also massage your head, and they put herbs in your hair, and they wrap it up, and you look totally ridiculous. So I felt very, I was feeling worse. And so I started taking turpentine, and just to stabilize myself. So I felt better, like I wasn't going quite downhill. So finally, I was feeling so lousy. I said to the doctor, I said, "Doctor, I've always wanted to know, what's my dosha?" Because this is Ayurveda, right? So they have to treat you according to your dosha and balance out your doshas. And so he looks at me, reaches across the table and grabs my wrist to feel my pulse. Well, what this means is I have been subjected to this torture all this time, and he didn't even know my dosha. I mean, that's like a doctor treating your blood pressure, and he's never measured your blood pressure. I'm like, hey, what's going on? Is this just like a torture chamber? Everyone gets the same torture? So, that's what I was thinking. And so then he says, well, your dosha is kapha with a bit of let's see, kapha vada, vada. Kapha with a bit of vada. I said, kapha? Now, those of you know the doshas, kapha is a dosha characterized by mental slowness, obesity, and physical slowness and sluggishness. Yeah. So I said to him, excuse me, doctor, I've never been overweight in my life. I've always been kind of on the quick side, even physically. You know, I move quickly. If I'm going to move, I get up and do it quickly. He says, well, that means that your kapha dosha is out of balance. We need to make you slower and fatter and colder. Yes. And that will balance your kapha. Well, who wants to be fat, slow, and stupid, you know? So I'm thinking, well, maybe we don't need to balance that particular dosha. And so he explained to me that's what they were going to do. They're going to help me balance my doshas. And my true dosha was one of being overweight, sluggish, and slow. Huh. So I was really, at that point, lost a lot of confidence in the whole process. Because, of course, he had checked my pulse when I first came in. And there was this thing that looked like a chart, like he was taking notes, you know. And how, you know, the whole basis of this is my dosha, and that was not even acknowledged or taken into account. So, I started writing down things I was grateful for, like hot water in my room. And so I was allowed a dinner of rice in preparation for the large enema. And so I just said, forget it. I didn't even show up for dinner of rice. And a charming guy from the kitchen came to my cottage to ask how I was, to remind me there was rice for me and I needed to come eat. So I told him I was full from the lunch because I had a big lunch. And he offered to bring me rice. I said, no, thank you. He said it made him very sad. I smiled and refused. He told me tomorrow I would have regular food. I told him that was great news and I would dream of it all night long. And so he laughed and left. This is interesting about this Ayurveda Yoga Villa. They have this whole staff of people, the kitchen, the massage people, everyone, and they all tell you, cooperate, cooperate, take your therapy, take your therapy. Did you do this? Did you do that? And it's like this constant policing. And, of course, I'm like, no. I just came here to experience Panchakarma. So then things went on, and I noticed that more people were arriving. But I talked to people who were leaving. I said, hey, how you doing? I said, oh, you know, yeah. I said, well, what'd you come here for? Oh, blah, blah, blah. Well, you're feeling better? Not really. You finished Panchakarma? Oh, yeah. I did all of Panchakarma. And you don't feel any better? No, I don't feel any better. I'm like a little miserable, a little queasy. And these people went home with what was called medicines, like 5 different medicines. I said, that's interesting. And so I went to, the nose thing, I then noticed that my sleep was disturbed. I didn't feel good at all. And that was when I said, you know what? I'm going to stop drinking that cloudy water. I started putting the cloudy water through my emergency life straw filter. You can buy those on Amazon. And I felt better. And so it was just terrible that I couldn't seem to get enough clean water. And filtering it was very difficult because I didn't have a big enough container. So the life straw filter is made so you can screw in a water, a soda pop bottle. And I didn't have a soda pop bottle, so I had to use a bag that came with the filter and gravity, and I could only filter like 10 or 12 ounces at a time. So now I was becoming dehydrated. So I make a note here that I'm getting sluggish and slow, just like I was 25 years ago. Once I sat down, I couldn't get up out of my seat, and I'm going to see if I could solve this without having to resort to vitamins and supplements and enemas. I bought everything. I bought all my equipment with me. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to see how I can do things here. So I make a note here that Shali is handling my emails and I'm still alive. And so I don't feel like eating, but I don't get any food tomorrow, and I have a day of diarrhea. So, and I said, I now realize I'm going to say it did not work. And again, not everything is for everybody. And they could have simply realized this by asking me, you know, a few questions. And if they understood that it was necessary for me to drink milk to develop phlegm up here in order for the nasal therapy to work, and they realized that I had a milk sensitivity, then they could say, hey, skip this nasal therapy, or you should drink milk every day in order to produce the phlegm. But neither conversation happened. And so the doctor didn't understand this association. And so I had to actually, I managed to tease that out and to sort out that you have to drink the milk to create the phlegm to make the nasal therapy work. Well, if I'm not drinking milk, and I have clear sinuses, and there's no toxins there anyway, then I don't need nasal therapy to skip it. But that was not the way. And so this place was about $160 a day, just by the way. And I was getting weaker and more despondent. And so on Sunday, after I do the enema, they do the enema, and then I poop another 21 times the next day. And I said, wow, lots of diarrhea, very weak, no appetite, and stomach queasy. So now I'm taking another step down, descending further into, I guess you could say, unresponsiveness. So at this point, I'm actually bedridden, but being very positive. And I write here, I have found two raisins that were left over, and I hope I can walk to the kitchen tomorrow. Well, of course, tomorrow I was not able to walk to the kitchen. And by this time, a doctor came to see me because I hadn't been out of my room for several days. And I hadn't been out of my room because, well, I was too weak to get out of my room. And so the doctor comes by, the male doctor comes by, and attempts to basically convince me to resume Panchakarma. And so I tell him, no, we're not doing that. So then the female lady comes by and says, oh, okay, look, you got, you know, no appetite, your stomach is queasy, you can't sleep, blah, 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 blah. Let's give you these 8 different herbs throughout the day, and don't worry, we'll have the staff bring these to you. And I tell her, so look, here's the deal. I'll do anything once, but if I take an herb and it makes me queasy, no second dose. By this time, my weight was falling so much that my skin was sagging and hanging off of me, and you couldn't even find my muscles. I'd lost so much weight. Of course, they stopped weighing me. Oh, no more weights. No more weights. Nope, not taking any weights. So they bring me herb after herb, and each herb makes me queasy, and so, like, that's it. No more of that. And then the next day, they start all the herbs all over again, and I just let them accumulate at the bedside, and I don't take them. And so the first day, I was totally bedridden. I could not even sit up in bed. And so I said to myself, if somebody came to me and told me this was going on, what would I tell them to do? I thought. I said, I would tell them to refuse absolutely everything and get out of there. I said, aha, I will refuse absolutely everything. So I refused absolutely everything. And over a period of 2 days, literally 16 doses of herbs or medicines accumulated at my bedside. And I was actually, on the second day, able to get up out of my bed and make it to the front porch and sit down. And I said, okay, I'm going to talk to the doctor, and I'm going to tell the doctor I need the relaxation program. We need to stop Panchakarma. No more Panchakarma. And so I saw the doctor, and I said that. I said, look, I need the relaxation program. You know, the low-stress program, people who are stressed out, because I'm stressed out. I've had it. No more. And he said, well, you know, you didn't finish Panchakarma. I said, that's true. He says, well, we can't really give you relaxation if you don't finish Panchakarma. This is kind of like your mother telling you you can't have ice cream until you finish your peas. And I said to myself, I see. And when we come back from commercial, I'll tell you what happened.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, and we're talking about Panchakarma, miracle or menace. All right, so I say to them, look, I need a relaxation program. They tell me that I haven't finished my peas and carrots, so I can't have my dessert. I must finish my peas and carrots. So I'm a pretty friendly person. So before I became so ill, I had made quite a, you know, friends with the other people who were also customers of the center. So I go to the dining hall, and I say hi. how are you doing? I need help. They had internet there, but it was so weak that you couldn't even do Skype calls. So so one person happened to have TripAdvisor downloaded. Another person happened to have a chip from India. That means he was from India. He had a chip in his phone. And so he had strong internet via his cell phone connection. All right. So I said, hey, guys, I have flunked out. I am getting out of here. And so the person who had TripAdvisor helped me find a 5-star hotel. Yay! That was near the airport that I ultimately had to leave from. And then the person from India was so kind. He let me use his internet connection and my credit card to make reservations at the 5-star hotel. So I did that, and then I let them know, hey, guys, I'm out of here. Now, halfway through my stay, I decided, when things were not going that bad, I said, well, let me just go ahead and pay for my whole stay, which I did. And I said, well, hey, why don't you guys give me back that $1,000 that I'm not going to use? So I'm leaving. Like, oh, we can't give that back to you. We're going to refund it on PayPal. Just like, spoiler alert, I never got the money back. But guess what? I left with my life, which is far more valuable than a mere $1,000. So they said, well, when do you need to go? I said, today. And they said, okay, we'll get you a car for today. They didn't do it. But I count on that because my reservations were for the next day. And so the next day, I said, okay, I got to get out of here now. Where's the car? Come on. And so I reminded them several times. I said goodbye to everybody and thank you. And if people signed my little book. And so it was very nice. And meanwhile, so I hadn't been weighed. I was just totally wasted. So you see my weight now. I weighed at least another 10 pounds less than what I weigh now. And I got in the car and drove off to the other hotel. But I was determined that I was not going to waste this experience, and I was going to continue to experience the relaxation part of Panchakarma. So, but my stomach was torn up. It was nauseated. It was queasy. I couldn't really eat anything or keep anything in my stomach. I was able to eat a little bit, but like maybe a half cup of this and nothing of that, really, like just nothing. So I go to this 5-star hotel. I get out of the car. Of course, the bellman rushes to the car, opens the door for me, and I get out. Someone takes my bags. I walk up the steps. A second person greets me and says, welcome, and puts a ring of shells around my neck. I'm like, oh, this is getting better and better. And I walk some more. I realize, oh, my God, it's air-conditioned. A few more steps. And someone appears with a tray of a mysterious pink liquid, which we'll find out more about when we come back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.